here's a story from The World.
In 1922, a Ukrainian choir performed at New York's Carnegie Hall. The audience didn't know it then, but they heard a song that would end up becoming a worldwide Christmas sensation. Now, 100 years later, another choir from Ukraine, a country under siege, is visiting Carnegie Hall to celebrate the famous melody. Lydia Tomkiw has the story from New York.
St. John's Episcopal Church in the West Village, a choir of 54 girls and boys are practicing the Ukrainian song Shchedrik that gave their choir its name. Anastasia Rusina joined the group when she was 4 years old and loves singing. Now 15, this is her first trip to the U.S. and she's very excited. The well-lit church sanctuary is a stark contrast from the conditions she has been practicing under back home, as Russia has bombed civilian infrastructure in Kyiv and other cities.
We have been rehearsing with no light, like almost all the time. And when there are sirens, we would go to the basement and we would rehearse there with no lighting, but like with our phones.
Esther, 12, and Olha, 11, are among the choir's youngest members, also here for the first time.
Yes.
The young singers traveled from Ukraine as well as cities across Europe where some fled following Russia's February invasion. They know they are on a mission of cultural diplomacy. Olha is ready, but a little nervous. I want to express thanks to them for helping Ukraine, she says of Americans. And I want them to hear how nicely we sing in Ukraine. Anastasia loves singing the original Shchedrik.
I just love the melody. I think it's very hypnotizing.
Shchedrik comes from a genre of Ukrainian songs called Shchedryovke that welcome the start of the new year. The Ukrainian lyrics have nothing to do with bells or Christmas, but instead tell the story of a swallow beckoning the master of the house to look at the bounty the coming spring will bring. Composer Mykola Leontovich wrote Shchedrik in 1916. This recording is from the 1922 visit to New York City. Tina Peresunko is a researcher and leading expert on the history of Shchedrik. I reach her in Kyiv during a window when she has electricity and internet access.
Взагалі-то історія Щедрика це історія української боротьби за незалежність.
The story of Shchedrik is the story of the Ukrainian fight for independence. In 1917, the Romanov dynasty fell, and the first modern Ukrainian state was declared in 1918. It was during this tumultuous moment in history that the Ukrainian government sent a choir abroad on a mission of cultural diplomacy, hoping to gain allies. They toured Europe and more than 100 U.S. cities, including that 1922 performance at Carnegie Hall. But the Republic soon fell, and the Soviets killed many Ukrainians while consolidating power, including, in 1921, composer Leontovich, who never saw how his work spread around the world. In 1936, American Peter Wolowski turned Shchedrik into Carol of the Bells when he wrote the famous English lyrics. Peresunko says research around the song wasn't allowed during Soviet times. Unfortunately, the context of this 100-year anniversary is current, because Ukraine today is again waging a war for independence, is fighting against Russian occupation, and again, Russian propaganda is telling the world the Ukrainian nation doesn't exist. The parallels in history aren't lost on the children's choir conductor, Mariana Sablina. It happened in a way you could not even dream up. But I think the importance of Ukrainian culture is constant, not situational, she says, referencing the attention Russia's war has brought to Ukrainian culture. Leah Batstone, creative director of the concert, hopes culture can help fight propaganda narratives.
Since the start of the full-scale invasion, it's become even more important for us to do this project more urgent because we need to, you know, counter culture as a means of countering the ridiculous Russian propaganda claim that Ukraine isn't a real place, doesn't have its own history, its own culture.
Batstone began work on the concert before the full-scale invasion and hopes larger audiences hear Ukrainian music.
As a former musician, as a musicologist, as an educator, I think that Ukrainian music is really special and unique and deserves a space in kind of the canon of what is regularly performed around the world.
Shchedrik will again ring out at Carnegie Hall during the concert Notes from Ukraine. And this weekend, audiences will hear so much more of Ukraine's musical history, both past and present day. For The World, this is Lydia Tomku in New York City.